Welcome to the Deep Dive. We unpack compelling stories, pull out insights, and today, well, we're diving into Warren Adler's American Sex Debt, a Fiona Fitzgerald mystery. It's thrilling, provocative stuff.
Absolutely. And it's part of that acclaimed Fiona Fitzgerald series. It got some serious praise back in the day, didn't it? The New York Times called it high-class suspense.
Right. And the LA Times said it was a wildly kaleidoscopic look at the scandals and political life of Washington, D.C. So look, if you've already read this one, we're going to dig even deeper, especially into why it still feels so relevant now.
And if you haven't read it, well, you're definitely in for something intriguing. Prepare to be hooked, I'd say.
Okay, so let's start with Washington, D.C. itself. Adler's depiction. It feels so authentic, doesn't it? Booklist mentioned, its geography, social, world, political intrigue really rings true.
It does. And that's key. He shows you the glossy surface, but then peels it back. Underneath, it's this city driven by ambition, right?
Yeah.
A kind of relentless drive that often fuels these, well, secret lives.
And it's not just ambition for power, it seems, but also for validation. That need for the plaudits of peers, as the book puts it, that makes people vulnerable, yeah.
Exactly. That vulnerability is fertile ground. Which brings us to Jason Martin, the reporter. His mission, as the Bethesda Tribune put it, is to rip the veil from political intrigue.
He certainly aims high. He wants to expose these six powerful men, the so-called American sextet.
Mm-hmm. And he uses Dorothy, meticulously documenting their private sexual peccadilloes. The details are pretty shocking, honestly. They just throw that gap between the public image and private reality into sharp focus.
Like Associate Justice Orson Strauss having this secret life, wanting to be called Sally. That's quite something.
It really is. Or Senator Charles Hurley doing that overweight nude dance after a few drinks. It's vivid.
It's more than just gossip, though, isn't it? Adler uses these details, these sort of specific, almost uncomfortable moments, to show that huge gap you mentioned, that public versus private self.
Precisely. They expose the hypocrisy, the fault lines in that powerful facade. And it goes deeper. It really gets into how intimacy itself can become, well, currency, a transaction.
Right. Dorothy is described as the goddess of the forbidden fruit. She's not just, you know, having affairs. She's actively used by Jason to gather secrets for his big story.
Yeah, and that ties directly into the media landscape Adler portrays, how sexual corruption suddenly becomes cost-effective news.
How personal struggles, these aberrations, are just packaged up into a profitable spectacle. It feels uncomfortable. Does Adler suggest this changes society itself?
I think he does. It points towards maybe a vulgarized America, as one review put it. An America obsessed with notoriety, fame, rather than substance, where personal lives are just, you know, content.
And spinning out of that, we have Fiona Fitzgerald, the detective. Her journey is incredibly complex. Her own affair with Quint, a married man.
Yeah.
It mirrors some of what Dorothy goes through.
It really does. It shows how love hurts, how it can blunt judgment, even for someone like Fiona. She's grappling with who she is, a detective, a woman, someone caught in these messy situations.
Yeah, she realizes her own vulnerability, confronts this systemic male malady the book talks about. It makes you wonder, is she a victim in all this, or does she find a way to be, I don't know, society's avenging angel?
That internal conflict is central, I think.
She's
navigating this world of really compromise ethics, and she's not immune to it herself. It's deep psychological stuff.
So pulling it all together, the book's relevance, its ingenious quality, as some called it, it just shines through, doesn't it? Power, secrets, ethical tightropes, the media's influence. It all feels very, very now.
It really does. Maybe even more potent today in some ways.
So after digging into these complex lives, these difficult choices in American sextet, maybe you ask yourself, how much truth are we actually willing to face when it means tearing down those comfortable facades?
That's a good question.
And with so much information constantly flying around, how do we tell the difference between real understanding and just, well, sensational trivia?
It's definitely food for thought. Look, this is an exciting, well-written story. It's still diverting and sexy, as the review said. If you've read it, maybe pick it up again with these themes in mind.
And if you haven't, well, we hope we've piqued your interest. It's definitely worth a deep dive.